Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph, at the top of the Omer on the first line, Omer Yehuda Merav. Says the Gemara, Omer Yehuda Merav, La'olam al yovi adam atzma l'day nesoyin. A person should not bring himself to a situation where he's going to be tested. Shrei Dovid Melch Yisrael, Hevi atzma l'day nesoyin. Dovid Melch actually did such a act that he asked, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara, to be brought to a Nisoyan, for Nechshal, and he actually stumbled. And as the Mepharshim explain, even though we certainly know that one's life, certainly the life of the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were lives full of Nisoyanis, but as the Mepharshim explain, those were Nisoyanis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon them. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a Nisoyan on a person, a Kadosh Baruch Hu only brings such a Nisoyan that a person could withstand. Here, however, David HaMelech requested to be tested. When someone requests to be tested, it's not necessarily certain that he will be able to withstand that test. For Amalafon of David HaMelech said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, why in the Shemone Esrei do we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Vein Omrim Elokei David, and we do not say Elokei David? And as the Mepharshim explained, David HaMelech's thinking was that a chair with only three legs is not sturdy. A chair needs to have four legs to be sturdy, and therefore he requested that he be the fourth leg, so to speak, he be the leg of the chair. Why specifically did he feel that he was worthy to be that fourth leg? So as Rav Huttner explains, what we say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Says Rav Huttner, Avram was the first person who was a ger. Yitzchak was the first individual who was born as a Jew. And Yaakov taught us the lesson that one is born a Jew, always remains a Jew. In Yiddish they say, Avram is given the Eshna Gevorna, Yitzchak is given the Avram is given the Eshna Gevorna, Yitzchak is given the Eshna Gevorna, and Yaakov is given the Eshna Vesvetnish Fafalin. And under all circumstances, a Jew remains a Jew. David HaMelech assumed that he represented a new concept, that he represented a concept that someone of David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, that David Melch remains under all, that Malchus David remains under all circumstances. And therefore David Melch assumed that it's only appropriate that he should be the fourth one mentioned in the Shemone Esrei. Of course, as the Mashah points out, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachet Shemoi Ala Tzadikim B'chayayim. Even on Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say his name as long as they're alive. And therefore, David's request was not that during his lifetime already should he have this schus, but after he leaves the world, they should continue saying Elokei David. To which Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Inu Minsilei, they have been tested, and you have not been tested. So David Melch says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, b'cheini v'naseini, test me. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'cheineini Hashem v'naseini. Omar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, minasinaloch, I indeed will test you. Furthermore, says Hashem to him, v'avidna milsa b'hadoch, I will do something with you that I didn't do with them. That is who, to the others, loy had the tanu, I did not notify them what the Nisayan will be. V'ilu anokam adonalach, I am notifying you, the menisnalach b'dva erva, that you're going to be tested in an issue of being tempted. Miyad, so says the Pasik, v'yihileis erev, v'yokim dover mal mashkova. He was at night and David got up from his bed. Amar Yehuda, shafach mishpachva shalayla, v'mashkova shalyoim. What David HaMelech did was that he acted by day as he acted by night. In other words, he felt that since he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he's going to have a Nisayon that involves this issue, he felt it was only that the way he could prevent having the problem is by having relations constantly, and that would perhaps lessen the temptation. But this Ami Men HaLocha, says the Gemara, what David HaMelech forgot was that Eva Kotn Yesh Ba'adam, a person has the Aver, Mazbia Rav, or Mariva Sava. If he satiates it, it's starved. If a person feels that he has, if a person has constant relations, then he will never be satiated. Or Mariva, but if he controls himself, then on the contrary, Sava, he will be full. And therefore, by having these excessive relations, actually, he made it worse than better. So the pasuk says, "V'yishalech al gad beis hamelach." He went on the roof of his home, v'yar isha rechetzes ma'al hagag, and he saw a woman washing on the roof. V'isha tovus maramoid. The woman was very beautiful. Basheva, says the Gemara, the woman was Basheva, who was have a kochayfa rusha tosechelsa. She was washing her hair underneath a nest that no one should be able to see her. Asa Satan, came the Satan, idmeleket sepirta, that appeared to David like a bird. Pasked by Gira, and he threw an arrow at it. And Paskal Chalta, the arrows struck the nest and opened it up. And Igla V'chazia, the woman Bathsheba became exposed. Mefarshim explained why specifically was it a bird that caused this to happen. So one pshat that I saw, the Maral says, interesting pshat, is because David HaMelech, because he spent time hunting at birds versus learning, when one begins Chas V'Shalom with Bittul Torah, then from that could come Aveira. Another pshat why it was with a bird, Mefarshim explained, the Ben Yoyada explains, is that we know that a tzipor, a bird, is very much part of the purification process when somebody is tamei. We know a metzora, part of his purification process is bringing tzipor, bringing birds. David HaMelech, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the entire fact that he did the Aveira was lahaya el lahayris tshuva l'rabim, to teach Klal Yisrael the power of tshuva. So that's why it started with a bird, which is very much part of the Tahara process. Miyad, as soon as David HaMelech sees Bathsheba, V'yishlach David v'yidrush le'isha, v'yoyim ha'loyitzois Bathsheba bas elem eshes uri achita. V'yishlach David malachim, David sends messengers, v'yikuchev v'tavalav, v'yishkev ima, v'him miskadeshes mitumasa. David HaMelech calls for her and has relations with her. V'tashva besa, and then she went home. V'hayna d'ksiv, and indeed this is what the pasuk says, b'chanto libi, b'karita laila, you examined me by night, tzraftani b'simtza, but I did not succeed, you did not find me pure. Zamoisi b'yavapi, oma, David HaMelech said, ikaz mama nova ba'opa demanda sonalei, halvai of muzzle would have fallen upon the mouth of my enemy. He actually meant himself. The Le'omaka Amosa versus saying what I said. Darish Rava says Rava, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, Lanatseich Ledovid, Bashem Chasisi, Ech Toimru, Lenavshi, Nude Harchem Siper. Omer Dovel Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Banish Loilam, Mechol Li Alois Oven. I ask of you to be meichel me for the avery I did with Bathsheba. Shloyomru, so people should not say, Har Shebechem Tzipa Nodada. The Pasuk Pshat is the Har is David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the king, David HaMelech, who was the king, who's compared to a mountain, was just shooken by a mere bird. Another Pshat is that he was referring to Hashem, and he's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who he assumed would help him overcome any Aveira. People didn't know about the dialogue that was taking place between David HaMelech and Hashem, and people will think that Hashem normally protected David, and here, where was David's protection? And people will speak against Hashem, and that's why David HaMelech said that people, he was concerned that people should not speak against Hashem. Another pshat is that how, as we learned at the beginning of our shiur, did David come to make this mistake? David came to make this mistake, we learned, because he compared himself, because he wanted to be like one of the Avos. We know that the Avos are considered Horim. That's why the pasuk says, "Lamnatzeach l'shem alos esa ena el Horim, al tikri el Horim el Horim." David HaMelech was being mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that because he wanted to be considered like one of the Avos, he came to make this Aveira, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him. Darish Rava and continues Rava. Ma'idik Siv, L'chol Levat Chatasi, V'arabei Necha Sisi, L'man Titzta B'dvarecha, Tizka B'shaftecha. Rava and Dabal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dabal Melech said to Hashem, Galav Yediyah Kamach, you are well aware, if I would have wanted, I could have overcome my Yetzahara. Elamina, I said, because we began the shir with David HaMelech, so to speak, challenging Hashem, saying, test me. And if David HaMelech would have indeed passed the test, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayachal, would have been wrong. So in order to avoid such a situation, David specifically failed the test. Darish Rava, Ma'idik Tziv, Kani Letzela Nochim, Umachoyvi Negdi Summit. Ruya Hari Basheva, says the Gemara, Basheva Basilim, David Misheshime Bereshis. Basheva was actually David HaMelech's match, his zivik from the creation of the world. El Shabarlav, Bemachav. And didn't come easily, it came through a scandal. The Chain Tan of the Beir of Shmuel, Ruya Hoysla David Basheva Bas Elam, El Shaach Lapaga, she was eaten like a date that isn't yet ripe. She was supposed to be his wife, but this fig wasn't yet ripe, he married her too early. Farshim point out that here the Gemara says that she was his match from the Sheish Shemei Breishis. But don't we know, as the Mefarshim, the Gemara says, Aboy Myoim Kod Mitzir Savlad, 40 days before the child is born, that's when the Baskel comes out, Bas Ploini Laploini. Here it sees it's from Sheish Shemei Breishis. So one shot that I saw from the Be'er Sheva is that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all of the Zivugim planned, Mishesh Shemei Breishis, from the inception of the world. However, there are the Bas Koil only comes out 40 days Koidim Yitziris Avlad. That's the pshat that I saw from the Be'er Sheva. Another very interesting pshat that I saw from the Sefer Teres Chaim is that we know that David HaMelech lived 70 years. And the 70 years that David HaMelech lived were actually 70 years taken from the life of Adam HaRishon. Says the Teres Chaim, that just like David was really an extension of the life of Adam HaRishon, Basheva, who was David HaMelech Zivik, must have been an extension of Chava. So they were already their zivugim from each other, Misheshes Yemei Bereshis. Darash Rava, Maidik Siv, Ubitzale Somcho V'Nasofu, when I limped, they rejoiced, Nesvelei Nechem V'lo Yedati, the lame gathered against me, and I didn't think about it, Koroi V'lo Yedomu, Amidol F'Nekodesh Bach, Rabbani Shloilem, Golo V'Yedul F'Necha, Shemehu Korim B'Sarim, you are aware that if they try to open up my flesh, Lo Yedomi Shoshis, no blood would come out, because my blood has already been completely drained from me, from all of the embarrassment I've suffered. When they in the Sanhedrin are speaking about people who are Chayiv Abba Mises Bezdin, Paiskim Mishnasan, they stop their learning violently and they say to me, David, if someone has relations with an Eishes Ish, what is his chiyuv? And I respond to them, someone who has relations with Eishes Ish, misasa b'chenek, es chayv chenek, however v'yesh lechelek, lo'ilam haba'a. Avahamal pnei chaver b'rabim, you who are embarrassing me, en lechelek lo'ilam haba, will not have a share in lo'ilam haba. And as the Mefarshim explained the Gemara says that when, the Medrash says that when Shmuel was sent by Hashem to the home of Yishai to find the king, and he saw David, and he says to Hashem, he's Edmoni, he's redheaded. What's Pshat that he said he's Edmoni? Pshat is that he was concerned to appoint him as a king because he has to be a member of Sanhedrin, and given that he's an Admoni, he perhaps has a propensity to kill people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im Yifei Einayim. What does it mean, Yifei Einayim? That he doesn't sit in the Sanhedrin by himself. He sits together with the other members of the Sanhedrin, and therefore, even if he has perhaps the nature of wanting to be quick to kill, the other members of the Sanhedrin will hold him back from doing so. And that's Pshat here. David HaMelech, therefore, never paskened the Shaila by himself. And since he never paskened the Shaila by himself, he sat in Sanhedrin with these other members. These other people taunted him about what happened with Bathsheba. Interestingly, the Ben Yoyada points out that when they addressed him, they said to him, David. But David HaMelech was Melech Yisrael. How do they just address him as David, not Melech David? Says the Ben Yoyada, as great as David HaMelech was, and as much as honor as he was supposed to receive, however, when he was sitting in the Sanhedrin, there is no kavod. That is a time when everybody is equal in the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore he was called merely David. The Farshim also asked, the Rishonim actually asked this question, that the Gemara in Masechta Matzias says that everybody who goes to Gehenna will be able to come out, except those who are three individuals: Habal Eishes Ish, V'Malbim Pnei Chaveri B'Rabim, V'Machan Hashem L'Chaveri L'Rabim. And therefore, as the Mefarshim in our Gemara, it seems to say that Habal Eishes Ish is less of an Aveira than a Malbim Pnei Chaveri B'Rabim. But it seems from the Gemara of Metzia that it's not that way. So I saw a number of Terutzim. Tosfos says that they're not exactly the same. That although Habal Eishes Ish goes to Gehenim, Habal Eishes Ish will come out of Gehenim, Amal B'nei Chaver B'Rabim does not. The Ritva says a different teretz. The Ritva says that in our Gemara, it wasn't really a situation that he was Habal Eishes Ish, because actually, we know the halach is, Kol HaYotzei L'Mechemes Beis David, whoever was a member of David HaMelech's army, Kaisev Get L'Ishta, would write a get for his wife. So actually, technically, Bathsheba was not an Eishes Ish. At worst, she was a Suffolk Eishes Ish. So when the Gemara Masechta Matzia says the Ritva equates Hamal Pnei Chaver B'Rabim Tabal Eishes Ish, that's on a full-fledged Eishes Ish. Given that here it's only a Suffolk Eishes Ish, certainly Hamal Pnei Chaver B'Rabim is worse. The Shita says a different teretz. He says Habal Eishes Ish, as our Gemara just indicated, gets a punishment of chenek. And since such an individual gets a punishment of chenek, that chenek that he receives serves as a kapara, and therefore even though he goes to Gehenna, he will come out. Whereas, Hamab Mnei Chaver B'Rabim does not get a punishment by Bezdin, and therefore he doesn't have a kapara that punishment brings, and therefore he remains in Gehenna. Om Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Afilu B'Shas Chol Yosho David, even as David HaMelech was ill, Kiyim Shmon Esrei Oynus, he had relationship with all of his 18 wives. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yogati B'Anchosi Ascha B'Cholayli Mitosi B'Demosi Arshi Emsa. So the Mefarshim explained that what the Yaakov explains, that what he was trying to do, that with learning that David HaMelech did tshuva on his Aveira. So we would think that he did tshuva and he no longer acted this way because he no longer had the ability to have relations. Teaches us the Gemara that no, he still very much had the ability to have relations, but he still did tshuva because he recognized it's the right thing to do. Bikish David Lavad Avodah Zarah. David HaMelech wanted to worship Avodah Zarah. And of course, the Mefarshim all say different pshatim in explaining how David HaMelech, how could we even think that David HaMelech wanted to worship Avodah Zarah? We've learned in Al Masechta that Avodah Zarah is one of the Averis Yaharg Val Yavar. The Yad Rama explains that he didn't actually want to worship Avodah Zarah. All he wanted to do was act like he was worshipping Avodah Zarah, but certainly in his heart he would never be worshipping in Avodah Zarah. Another pshat is that in those days very common Avodah Zarah was to go up to the top of the mountain and worship an idol. And David HaMelech went up to the top of the mountain. He didn't do any act of Avodah Zarah, but people assumed that even though they didn't see him doing any act of Avodah Zarah, he probably had a machshava, a thought of worshipping Avodah Zarah. And we know that by Avodah Zarah, machshava, even just thinking about Avodah Zarah, that's considered a maisa, but not that he actually ever worshipped Avodah Zarah. The Mashal says pshat, that we know the Gemara says, in the dar, kol adar b'chutz loretz, hareiz adoyim al oivet Avodah Zarah. And David HaMelech wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael was considered like Oved Avodah Zarah. The Yarish Devash says pshat that as we're going to learn, this episode happened as Avshalom was rebelling against David, and therefore David HaMelech was prepared to give up his kingdom to Avshalom. And as we just mentioned a moment ago, therefore Avshalom would have become a member of the Sanhedrin, and Avshalom wasn't worthy of being a member of the Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says that kol ha'mamid dayin sheina hogun, that if somebody points a judge who's not worthy being a judge, is ki'ilu hemed not asher b'Yisrael, as if he planted a share in Klal Yisrael. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that David HaMelech, who wanted a whole battle with Avshalom in conventional means of battle, for somebody in the Madrega of David HaMelech, that is unacceptable. David HaMelech should have realized that he's completely under the Hashgacha Pratis, and all of everything that happens to him is Nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, wanting to hold regular, conventional battle with Avshalom is considered, as far as somebody of David HaMelech's stature, like Oved Avodah Zarah. Shneim, as the Pasuk says, Vayhi David Bar at a Rosh, when the Pasuk uses the word Rosh, it means Avodah Zarah. Coming to meet him was Chushi Ha'arki, Krua Ketantai, his garment was torn, and earth was on his head. People will say that a king as great as you worshipped Avodah Zarah. Amrloi. So David HaMelech defended his actions. He says, "Melech shekamoysi yargana benoi." People will not understand how someone as like me is his son should kill him. And therefore, David HaMelech said, "My thinking is mutav yavid Avodah Zarah. It's better that I should worship Avodah Zarah by Yisrael Hashem Shemayim Beferesia in order to avoid a Chilul Hashem." And as the Chazon Ish explains, the debate between David HaMelech and Chushi Arki was that they both agreed that the worst thing that one could do is to cause a Chilul Hashem. The only question is, which is a bigger Chilul Hashem? David HaMelech worshipping Avodah Zarah, or the fact that his son rebelled against him? And as the Mefarshim explained, I saw a beautiful marshal in explaining David HaMelech's action. There was once a king who was a very short-tempered individual. And anybody who did the slightest thing against his honor was immediately punished severely. And there was once someone who was a waiter in his house, and he dropped a little soup on the king. The king immediately got very angry, and what the waiter then did was he poured the rest of the soup on the king's suit, and the king sent him out to be killed. But right before he was about to be killed, the king asked him, "I don't understand. You dropped some soup on my clothing. It was an accident. But why did you go afterwards and pour the rest of the bowl on me?" So he said, "Because I knew you. And I knew that even if I just dropped by accident a little soup on you, you would immediately sentence me to a terrible punishment. And it would cause a tremendous embarrassment to you. The people would say, 'Here, he just a little soup by accident.' So in order to preserve your honor, I poured the whole bowl on you. Now people will be able to understand." So too, David HaMelech was concerned for Kvod Shemayim. And since he was concerned for Kvod Shemayim, he was ready to even seemingly worship the Avodah Zarah. He was ready to worship Avodah Zarah rather than the Shabbat Chilul Hashem. Omar. So Hushi says to David, "My Kotama Konasevus Yifas Toyer. Why did you marry Yifas Toyer? Because Avshalom's mother, Macha, was a Yifas Toyer. And all the trouble came from that. Even though, as the Radak and other Mepharshim explain, that the Torah teaches us the one is allowed to marry Yifas Toyer. Certainly, as Rashi in the Gemara says, Lo dibra Toyer el kenegi yetzahara. It's not something that's commendable. Furthermore, as the Mepharshim explain, that given that the woman, this Yifas Toyer, doesn't want to marry this man, she's only doing this because she's a captive of war, a child born from such a marriage, where the woman is doing it under duress, will be a Rasha. Amla Yifas Toyer Rechman Asharya. And David HaMelech argues that Yifas Toyer is Mutter. Amla Lo Derash Smuchim. You didn't properly learn the Psukim. The Samachle, the Parsha starts speaking about Parsha's Kisetze, about Yifas Toyer, and then the Torah continues speaking about the Parsha of Kiel Ish Ben Tzore Meirer. To teach us, and that's how you ended up with a son like Avshalom. Continues the Gemara. Dorosh Rab Tistoy de Mimbiri. Lamad David Doimer. How could we understand David's behavior? Lusarchi Kuti, to a Kuti merchant. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that a Kuti merchant sell all of their wares. But they sell retail, they sell a little at a time. Here too, David HaMelech said, "I want to get punished for what I did, but the punishment should come a little at a time." Another pshat is that a Kuti merchant is careful that if he orders something from a supplier, he's willing to pay in full, but he wants to get his whole order. He doesn't want to be shorted on his order. Here too, David HaMelech said to Hashem, "I want to get completely punished for my Aveira, so none of it should be left for the Olam HaEmes." L'mad David HaMelech L'sech HaKuti. Amr David L'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech said to Hashem, "Ribbono Shel Olam, Shgiyas Miyoven, I made a mistake. Amr Shvikilach, I forgive you. U'minestaras Nakeini." David HaMelech continues to beg, "But be Meichami for Veirus that I know of, that others don't know of." How do we know that David HaMelech was going from one step to the next? So the Mashal explains, because the pasuk continues, the fact that David HaMelech was able to continue speaking, it's a proof that for the first request, for the previous request, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. Gam mezeid masoich avdecha, b'maychal mi'amezit, shviki loch. Ayim shalibi, d'loy lishtoy b'rabbonin. The Rabbonin should not use me as a model of someone who was an oiver avayir. Shviki loch. Ask the Mepharshim, that we find that the Gemara that we're actually learning now does speak about David HaMelech doing Averis. So some explain that David HaMelech asked that in the Yeshiva Shamala and Shamayim, they shouldn't speak of me as a Baal Avera. Another pshat is that we know the Gemara Masechta Saita teaches us that a Saita, before she was given the Mayim HaMa'orim to drink, they went through an entire procedure of speaking to her about people who did Averis. And David HaMelech asked that when they use somebody as a model of a Baal Aveira, he should not be the individual who's the model of a Baal Aveira. Shvikiloch, which Hashem accepted. So David Mel continues, as eis even the case in Persh of Rav, ask David Mel Shloyichtev Sirchani, take out this whole chapter from Nach. Amaloi to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yevsha. Uma yuchna taltim is Sarai. The letter Yud that I took from Sarai. Oim vetzabech kamashonim. Achaba yeshuva saftiloi. Hashem took a Yud from Sarai's name, made it Sarah, and put the Yud ultimately in front of the name of Yishei Benun, made it into Yeshua. Shinimar, as the Pasuk says, V'yikra Moshel Yishei Benun Yeshua. So every letter of Torah has to remain. Certainly, Kol HaParsha Kol HaKula, this entire parasha cannot be deleted, Alachas Kam V'Kama. So the Mefarshim point out how far every letter and every dot. Originally, Yeshua was called Yeshua Hoshea Ben Nun. But now, the Yud from Sarai was placed at the beginning of the name of Yeshua and now became Yeshua. But now, the letter Yud in Sarai's name had no Nekudus under it. Versus the letter Yud at the beginning of the name of Yeshua has a Shva under it. So we have two extra dots. Where did those two dots come from? Say to Mefarshim, Hoshea Ben with a Segoil, Ben Nun, became Hoshea Bin. One dot. And the two dots that were taken from the segoil were put under the yud in the name of Yeshua. Furthermore, I saw a very interesting psak halacha that was based on this gemara. There was once a shul that they extended the shul, and there were people who had seats, very nice seats up front near the Aron HaKodesh. And now, they remained, their seats were not that close to the Aron HaKodesh. So they came to the Gabbaim and claimed that they should get seats, better seats, because they had bought seats near the Aron. And the Gabbaim said, no, we left your seats where they are. The fact that those seats are not that close to the Aron HaKodesh anymore doesn't mean that those aren't the seats you bought. And the Gabbaim actually were right, based on our Gemara. Because originally, the hay of Hoshea Ben Nun was the first letter of his name. And now it became the second letter of his name. But as long as it remained in the same place, it had no right to make a complaint. When the casing Beis Rav, Amal Fana Rabban Shloilem, Mechali Al Oysa Avon Kuloi, forgive me completely on that Avera. Amar, to which Hashem said to him, Kva Osot Shloim Bin Chaloim Mechachmasoi, your son Shloim will say in his great wisdom, Hayechat Ish Eish Bechekoi, or Begad of Lois Asrena, could a person move around embers and not burn his clothing? Im yalech ish al gecholim v'raglois of kvana, if you walk on coals, will your feet not get burnt? Kain habal eish Israel yinaka kolay nageba. Whoever touches somebody else's wife will have to suffer. Omle kol herichi nitrehu gavra, is am I so pushed away from you because I did this aveira? Omle, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, kavalach yisurim, accept upon yourself Yisurim, and then you will be forgiven. And Kiva love David accepted upon himself. And says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Rav, Shish Chadoshim Tzdar David. David was a Mitzayra for 6 months. Menestalka Meneshchina, or Perishim Menesanhedrin. The Tzdar, how do we know he became Mitzayra? The Ksiv Tachti Eini Be'ezo Vatar, Tach Biseini Mishalag Alvin, which is the purification process of a Mitzayra. I want to get back to the real enjoyment, which you know is Torah. How do we know that David HaMelech was a Mitzrayim for 6 months? David HaMelech was king over Klal Yisrael for 40 years. 7 years of Chevron, another 33 in Yerushalayim, for a total of 40. The Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'chevron melech al Yehuda sheva shanim v'shish chadashim. Yet there's another Pasuk that says he was king there for 7.5 years, and another 33. So is it 40 and a half, or is it just 40? Vanish shish chadashim like a chashiv, shmamina, because Nitzara, he was a mitzayra for those for 6 months. Amofan Rabbanu Shlalom, mechali al oisav oven, forgive me for that sin. So, machalach, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm machal you. So Davar Melch says to Hashem, asei mi ois letoiva, v'yiro soinai v'yevoishu, ki ato Hashem, azar toni v'nechamtani. Show me a sign that you forgave me. Amar b'chayecha ayni medea, during your lifetime, I can't show it to you. Aval ayni medeach b'chay shlom b'ncha. I will show it to you after Shlom HaMelech, after you pass away in the life of Shlom HaMelech. And says the Gemara, b'shar Shabana Shlomo Beis Hamikdash. For when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis Hamikdash, Bekish Lahachnas Oren LeBeis Kachay Kachim. He wanted to bring the Oren to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dof Kisharim Zebazer. The gates could not be opened. Om Esim Va'abom Renonis. So Shlomo HaMelech said 24 tefillas. V'lo Nenen, he wasn't responded to. Omar, when he said, Sushom Rishaychim Vinosa Peschay Oilam, V'yav HaMelech HaKovid. Mizim Melech HaKovid Hashem Isis V'Gibor. Hashem Gibor Mechoma. He said all of these tefillas, and yet loinana, he wasn't answered. Kivin Shama, well, once he said, Hashem Elokim, al toshe pnei mishichecho, zochr el chazdi David avdecho, remember my father David, miyad nena. Immediately did the gates open. Boyz Yishar, at that time, nepchu pnei soni David kishul kadeira, the faces of David's enemies turned black out of embarrassment. That Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave him. And as the Mefarshim explained, that's pshat that we say in the Eishes Chayil, Noida b'sharim ba'ala. There was a question, was Bathsheba really David HaMelech's wife or not? Noida b'sharim, through the gates, that the gates only opened up in the schus of David HaMelech, it was a proof that ba'ala, that indeed David HaMelech and Avshalom were truly husband and wife. The Gemara says that the next person who is a commoner that has no shear in Olam Haba was Gechsi. Says the Gemara, Gechsi, Diksiv, V'yelech Elisha Damesek. Elisha went to Damesek, Lehecha Ozel. Says the Gemara, where did he go? Omer Rav Yochanan, Shaholach, Lehachse Gechsi, B'tshuva. He went to try to get Gechsi to do tshuva. Vloichazer and Gechsi refused to do tshuva. Amalai, Elisha says to Gechsi, Chazabach, do tshuva. Amalai, so which Gechsi responded, Kachm l'kublani mimcha, I have learned from you, Hachoyta machtes harabim, aim aspikim b'yodah l'asa tshuva. Somebody causes other people to do avera, aim aspikim b'yodah l'asa tshuva. They don't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. As Rashi explains, the Gemara says that Shelo Yehuhu began Edim, the Talmida begehenim. My Ovat, what did Gechsi do that caused other people to do Averis? Says the Gemara, Ikad Amri Evin She'evis Tolel Chatas Yerovim. He put magnets on the side of the Avodah Zarah that Yerovim built. V'mida, and because he had these strong magnets that people didn't recognize were there, they were suspended Ben Shemayim V'l'Oretz, and therefore people assumed that this Avodah Zarah had superpowers. Vikadamri Shem Chok Befia. He put a piece of paper with the Shem Hashem in the mouth of that eagle. Voice Machrezes Vimeres Anoichi Vlayelcha. Again, as if to prove that it is the God. Vikadamri Rabban and Dachim Bekamei. He prevented Talmidim to learn by Elisha. What did he do? So Mefarshim explained that he sat outside of the Beis HaMedrash of Elisha. So when people came to learn by Elisha, they said, if somebody as great as Gechsi is not entering, certainly we can't enter. And that's how people were prevented from learning Torah by Elisha. Shunaima, as the Pasuk says, V'yom b'nei neviyim al Elisha, hini na ha-mokam sh'anachnu yoshim ufanacha tzar mimenu. They said that now we're sitting here and we find the place small. Mechlal, it's obvious that Hashta Lehavitzar until now wasn't cramped because people weren't allowed in. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Lo Oilam Tei Smoil Doichav Yemim Akarevus. When working we're people. We have to be careful. It should be the left hand should indeed, if necessary, push away, but the right hand should draw close. And as the Meiri points out, the Mara uses the words la'olam, always. We have to be careful under all circumstances to do this. What's pshat yamin doich of a small makarevis? So pshat is the small is the weaker hand, and the yamin is the stronger hand. Use the stronger hand to draw closer, and the weaker hand to push away. Another pshat is that the right hand represents midas harachmim, and the left hand represents midas hadin. And what the Gemara is teaching us is, let the midas harachmim always be stronger than the midas hadin. However, the Mefarshim point out that this is only in a situation where we see that the person indeed wants to do tshuva. Others, the Chasam Sofer says, it's only in a situation where by drawing this person close, he can't have a negative influence on other people. But if by drawing this person close, he could have a negative impact on other people, then we should think about drawing him close. Says the Gemara, what we should not do was like Elisha shadachvel gechsi shtayidayim, not like Elisha pushed away gechsi with two hands. One shot is because, as we'll see, he cursed him that he should be a mitzayra, and as Mefarshim say, the Ben Yoyada points out that not only did he curse him, but he even cursed that his children. Gechsi. What is the entire story? Says the Gemara, v'yoyman nama. Nama was the general of Ammon. Hoyel tach kikrim v'yifritz b'v'yotzuk k'kayim kesef. He told Elisha to take a gift. V'yom Elisha ma'ayin gechsi. The pasuk says Elisha said to him, all of a sudden gechsi shows up with money, and he says, where do you have this money from? V'yom Eloi avdecha ona v'ona. V'yom Eloi libi hola kasha hafach ishmi ama kafta l'krezcha. And Elisha said to him, did you not go back to Naaman? That you took this all from Naaman that you shouldn't have. Says the Gemara, did Gechsi indeed take all of this from Naaman? Did he not just take from him silver and gold? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Elisha was teaching the halachas of Shmoyne Shrotzim. Naaman Satzva Melech Aram Hayus Mitzayra. And Naaman, the general of Aram, became a Mitzayra. Amla Yeri Visa Deshtoy Be'Aram Yisrael. And there was a certain Jewish girl who said to Naaman, Azas Lagabe Elisha Masilach. If you go to Elisha, he will heal you. Kiyosa, when he came to him, Amla Zvil Tvol Be'Yardin. Go wash in the Yardin. Why specifically in the Yardin? Posh Peshad is because he wanted to make it look like it wasn't a nace. Another pshat that the Malbim says is that the Yarden actually is a body of cold water. And typically, cold water is not good for a Mitzayra. The nace here was that even cold water was able to have a positive effect on this Mitzayra. Amalei, Achukki HaMechaychsli. So Naaman says to Elisha, you're making fun out of me. So Naaman's attendant said to him, "My nafkochmena, what does it bother you? Zilna say, go try, maybe it'll help." Also, on top of the Yarden, he went into the Yarden. Vitzin, he got healed. Also, Isla Kolhani Dinokat, he brought all of the gifts that we just mentioned, and Elisha said to him, "Loitzovel kabuliminei, I refuse to take it." Some explain because there was money of avodah zarah mixed into it. Others say, and he didn't want to have Hanor from Avodah Zorah. Others wanted to say was that he wanted to show that this was L'shem Shemayim, that this was all a nace, and it wasn't any of his own doing. Gechsi iftar mikamei Elisha. Gechsi took leave from Elisha. Ozal, and he went back to Naaman. Shokel mai de shokel, and he took what he took. Vafkid, and Elisha, we assume, would not know about it. He hid it away. Kiyosa, when Gechsi comes to Elisha, Chazi Elisha l'tzeras d'av parach l'erisha. He saw that Gechsi had become a mitzayra. Omlei, higia eis litel tzchash men ashrotzim. You're getting the tzchar. We learned the bat shmani shrotzim, you're getting the schar from learning that you took the schar, and now you're going to become a mitzoyra. Another pshat is that just like he said, just like a shmani shrotzim atamei, you too atamei. V'tzras nematipach b'chaz arachal oylem. V'yaitz b'fanim asaras kisholik. V'abim noshim ha'im v'tzroim pesach ashar, says the pasuk, who are those arba noshim? Arba v'yoychen and gechsi, they were gechsi v'shloish barim and his three sons. Tanya says the Gemara, Amar Shimon Elazar, even though we learned before that we have to always be careful how not to push away people, particularly says the Gemara by these three, by Yetzer, when it comes to person having the desire to have relations, Tinnik when it comes to children, and V'isha and with one's wife, you have to be specifically careful. Teismal Doicha Rimim Mekarevis. Tanrabana Shloisha Chaloyim Chol Elisha. Elisha became ill three times. Echa Shigir Dubim Tinoikus. One was because he got the bears to try when he was leaving Elisha, and there were people that started off with him, and because he got angry, bears killed 42 of those people. Ve'echot Shdochvel Gechsi B'shtei Yadayim. And this is the story where he pushed away Gechsi. Ve'echot Shemes Boy Shnev Elisha Chol Es Cholyoy. Says the Gemara, out of Avram Lahayu Zikna. Until Avram, there was no one who was old. Called the Chazal Avram, anybody who would see Avram would say, Hi Yitzchak. They would get confused and say, Yitzchak and Avram are one the same. And called the Chazal Yitzchak, I'm a high Avram. Bo Avram, Rachmei, they'll have Lahayu Zikna. Because people should know who is the Zokin and who is not. I saw another beautiful pshat. Until Avram Avinu was the first person that recognized Hashem. So he recognized Hashem on his own intelligence. But afterwards, how should people worship Hashem? Not because they understand it, it's because they have the Messiah from their forefathers. Out of Avram, there was no Zikna. There's no concept of a Messiah. By Avram Zokin Baba Yomim. I, Yaakov, I have a chulsha. Until the time of Yaakov, there was nobody who ever got sick. Boy, Rachm, I have a chulsha. Shanam v'yoyim v'yosef, hinei avicha choyla. Your father is sick, so a person should know that he's sick, and he should prepare himself and prepare his children. Ad ishul, I have an inish chulsh to mistafach. Until the time of Elisha, there was nobody who was ill and got better. V'asa Elisha, boy, Rachm, v'ispach. Elisha davened, and even though he was sick, he got better. Shanam v'alisha chole es chole shiyomis boy. From this illness, he passed away, which seems to teach us that there were other illnesses that he had suffered, but Baruch Hashem, he had a refuah.